It's Monday, the 22nd of December, and with your ATM News, I am Leonard Witbien. Anna Salkios from the Industries, Mines and Energy Ministry confirmed that the January fuel prices review is complete. She cited declining international oil prices in November, driven by higher global supply, reduced demand growth, a softer US dollar, and higher production from US and OPEC plus countries.
The prices of petrol 95 and both diesel grades, that's diesel 50 ppm and diesel 10 ppm, will remain unchanged for the duration of January 2026. Petrol will be maintained at 20 Namibia dollars and 58 cents per litre. Diesel 50 ppm will be maintained at 20 Namibia dollars and 13 cents per litre. And diesel 10 ppm at 20 Namibia dollars and 23 cents per litre, consistent with the previous period.
The International Relations and Trade Ministry will consult with the United States over a pilot program potentially requiring Namibian travelers to pay up to $15,000 for a B1, B2 visa. News on One reports that authorities assured the public they're working to understand the program's impact and will provide updates while maintaining strong ties and protecting Namibian citizens' rights. On Friday, the Minister of Rural and Urban Development, James Sankwasa, presented the final audit report to Katima Mulilo's newly appointed councillors, underpinning the importance of following its recommendations. News on One's Ludolf Fiambo reports that Sankwasa noted several findings from the audit of the previous councillors dismissed in October may indicate potential criminal activity rather than just administrative errors.
Sankwasa said that while the ministry will pursue the administrative infringements at the town council, it will also pursue the criminal aspects against the individuals involved. Sankwasa also urged the newly elected councillors to be people-oriented in the executions of their duties to the residents of Katima Muriro. The Katima Muriro Town Council was led by Maria Kandumbu, who was appointed administrator on the 1st September following the dissolutions of the previous council due to corruption. Kambende Kambende has now been sworn in as the new mayor.
Continentally, the remaining 130 Nigerian children abducted from a Catholic school in Niger State in November have been released and are expected to return to their families for Christmas, President Bola Tinubu's spokesperson confirmed to Reuters. The students were freed following a military intelligence operation, bringing the total number rescued or escaped to over 300 from the mass kidnapping at St. Mary's Catholic boarding school in Papiri village. In Australia, its most populous state pushed ahead with what it said were the country's strictest gun laws after two gunmen killed 15 people celebrating a Jewish festival in Sydney last week. The legislation would also ban the display of terrorist symbols, including the flag of the Islamic State, which, according to our correspondent Laura Westbrook, was found in a car linked to one of the alleged shooters.
The government of New South Wales, where the shooting took place, recalled its parliament to introduce what it called the toughest firearms reforms in the country. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns told reporters steps needed to be taken to make sure that something similar never happens again. The new rules will cap the number of guns an individual can own to 4 or 10 for certain groups, such as farmers. One of the alleged Bondi gunmen, Sajid Akram, was shot dead by police and owned 6 firearms. His 24-year-old son, Naveed Akram, has been charged with 59 offences, including murder and terrorism, according to police. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.